Economic progress. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. That was the focus of a speech this morning by President Biden in Philadelphia.
Speaking to the AFL-CIO convention, a gathering of the largest federation of unions, President Biden conceded there is still a ways to go for economic recovery.
Jobs are back, but prices are still too high. COVID is down, but gas prices are up.
Still, the president says this fall, voters will need to make a choice.
A choice between a government by the few, for the few, or a government for all of us.
The latest consumer price measurements indicate inflation is up more than 8.5% year over year, the fastest growing rate since 1981. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Four states holding primaries today. In North Dakota, Senator John Hoeven has easily won against a political unknown. In South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster has won his primary challenge. New York State's highest court says no to former President Trump's effort to not testify in a civil probe.
The New York State Court of Appeals said it would not step in because there wasn't a constitutional question that warranted it. July 15th had been set as when President Trump and his two oldest children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, will be questioned under oath. The former president has labeled the investigation of his and his organization's financial dealings a political witch hunt. New York State Attorney General Letitia James says evidence exists that the Trump organization overstated its assets, which could prompt legal action.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has postponed a public hearing set for tomorrow. Committee member Zoe Lofgren says it's to give the staffers compiling the presentations a little more time. Thursday's hearing will go on as scheduled. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A coroner has issued a report in the death of a teenager who fell from an amusement park ride in Orlando.
Tyree Sampson fell hundreds of feet from a towering amusement ride at Orlando's Icon Park last March, and now the medical examiner says the 14-year-old's body weight was a problem.
Tyree was significantly over the weight restrictions and never should have been allowed to be on the ride.
Kim Wald is the boy's family's attorney. The family is suing over the death. The boy weighed in excess of 380 pounds, and the restraints are believed to have not been fully secured. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration plans to soon release data on collisions involving vehicles with autonomous or partially automated driving systems that will likely single out Teslas for a disproportionately high number of such crashes. The figures are expected to come out in the coming days. Last week, the agency said in a separate report it had documented more than 200 crashes involving Teslas that were using partially automated systems. A Google Maps update will let you check toll prices before picking a route.
Going forward, Google Maps will tell you how much toll roads will cost before you head out on your next road trip. An option reps say may help you spend what you save on road snacks. The estimated pricing based on trusted information from local tolling authorities. Folks can also go into their settings and avoid toll roads completely. Google first announcing the feature in April. It's live on Android and iOS devices for nearly 2,000 toll roads in the U.S., India, Japan, and Indonesia, with more countries coming soon. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wall Street, most stocks ended the day in the red as investors await news from the Federal Reserve on an interest rate hike. The Dow lost 151, the NASDAQ plus 19, the S&P lost 14. I'm Lee Silasera, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.